The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Hey, make sure you guys go to SeanGreenShow.com. That is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, and podcasts up at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. That is WGNPlus.com. Only the hottest and breaking stuff goes on WGNPlus.com. Crazy turn of events that's going on in the world today, and I definitely want to get all the info, especially the stuff that's going on with Lamar Odom. And I couldn't believe it when I first heard about it, and especially where, because Dennis Hoff, who's been on the Sean Green Show numerous times, when I first heard the story, I didn't want to believe it, and I'm like, dog, I gotta call Dennis and find out what's really going on. So I got him right now on a Super Celebrity Hotline. Dennis Hoff, owner of the Bunny Ranch. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Well, I'm here with the beautiful Caressa Kisses, who you can find on Twitter at @CaressaKisses1, and we're here just doing it's a sad day at the Bunny Ranch and the Love Ranch, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a really crazy turn of events that's going on, and, the Knight County Sheriff just got finished wrapping up a press conference and all this other stuff. First of all, everything that was being said at the press conference, especially when they were possibly implementing charges against, the ranch itself, how does that make you feel?
Well, I don't know what they said, but we didn't do anything wrong. I mean, we provided him a place to stay, some adult entertainment. We told him when he came in there, no drugs. We didn't see any evidence of him doing any illegal drugs. We did see he was using a herbal supplement and taking a lot of those, which are kind of speedy. But that's all we saw. He did tell the girls he did some cocaine before he got to the ranch on Saturday. But he did said after that he didn't do anything else.
Yeah, and I mean, has he visited the ranch before, or is this like his first time being there?
Well, we can't say that, Sean.
Okay,
we know Lamar. He knew well enough to give me a call.
Right. Now, as far as the herbal. The herbal Viagra, I mean, what is it? Is it something that you can just get over the counter, or is it something that has to be prescribed?
Yeah. Every convenience store, gas station you go to, it's an herbal supplement that gives you, they say it gives you extra sexual power, it gives you extra energy, and it's very common. The problem is he was doing a lot of them, but we don't know what else was in his system, too. Who knows?
Right. And he checked in, on Saturday, correct? And then everything was fine that Saturday. And then everything just went haywire on Sunday when two of your girls Tuesday. Found him unresponsive.
No, that was Tuesday. Everything was fine on Sunday. Everything's fine on Monday. Tuesday at 3 o'clock is when they found him unconscious.
Wow. And at that point, everything was fine. There was nothing that made the girls say, hey, something's wrong with him.
Absolutely, no problems at all.
Wow.
Terrible turn of events, and they took him in an ambulance. They couldn't air flight him because he couldn't fit in the helicopter. That was a sad state of affairs. And so it's just terrible, terrible. We wish Lamar's family all the best and hope he gets better right away.
Right. And how was it? I mean, how was his mood when he got there at the ranch? I mean, obviously, you come to the ranch, you're going to have fun. So I would believe that his entire demeanor was pretty much in a really good mood, up until, he was found unresponsive. Was his mood good? Was he, was he just being a normal guy?
He was a great entertainer. The girls loved him. The staff loved him. He was just having a great time. And it couldn't have been any better. It could not have been any better until that turn of events. And we don't know whether he was doing drugs and we didn't know about it, or what was going on.
Okay. And as far as the brothel business, it's totally legal where you at. And me personally, I have no issues with what you do because it's legal. People pay for it, and people obviously come to you making big business because people are coming there, and people pay for to be anonymous, and they don't want to be outed or anything like that. How does this reflect on your business with all this news going around? Is it having a hard impact on your business now?
Yeah, it's booming because people want to see exactly what went on. So the place has been busier than it's ever been. It's crazy.
Wow. Now, nothing.
Newscasters from all over the country, news crews, of course, they're partying with the girls. Customers are coming in, checking it out, and it's amazing. And
it's painful on the girls that found them. They're distraught. It's hard that this is why we're in the media. This is not how we want to be in the media. And Lamar, he's a great guy. We just wish him a well recovery.
Yeah, and like I said, I never heard anything like this actually happening, you know, at the Bunny Ranch or the Love Ranch. And this is really, you know, this is really strange. So this is why, you know, and you're a good friend of the show, and I just want to get, you know, what happened there, because stuff like this, it just doesn't happen.
Never happens.
Right.
Having a lot of issues in his life, and he was just having fun, and who knows whether it was the cognac, whether it was the herbal supplements, whether he had done cocaine that we didn't know about. We just don't know, and we won't find out till the toxicology report. So.
Right, and one thing I definitely want...
I've got Dr. Drew screaming at me to go on TV, so we're gonna run, and love you very much.
Yeah, definitely. We'll talk later, but thanks for joining the show, man. And there you have it. Dennis Hoff, American brothel owner, entrepreneur, and restaurateur at the Bunny Ranch, bunnyranch.com. Really crazy turn of events. I never thought that something like that would actually happen, you know, on the Sean Green Show. But, you know, you never know, you know, when you deal with, you know, people that may have different problems and stuff like that. But we'll definitely get a chance to talk to Dennis again here on the Sean Green Show. We'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You can friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.